This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Battleground, Wisconsin last night virtually doubled the DNC for a few hours. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
An energized crowd of 15,000 that stood in line for hours greeted the top of the Democratic ticket at the Fiserv Forum.
Let us fight for the ideals we hold dear, and let us always remember when we fight, we win.
And Harris thanked the crowd for making her the nominee. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
Western Wisconsin Democrats point out swing voters in the 3rd Congressional District hold the keys to victory in November from the State House to the White House.
In 2020, Biden won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won La Crosse County by 10,000. We supplied half of the margin of victory.
William Garcia is chairman of the 3rd District Democratic Party. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he plans to investigate any future false elector schemes. The Justice Department has charged 3 people for the 2020 Republican false elector scheme. Call tells WISP Politics that anyone in Wisconsin who tries that again will be held accountable. A national group called the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee promises to spend about $50,000 to help Democrats win state house races in Wisconsin. Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer tells the Journal Sentinel that Joe Sheehan in Sheboygan and Yi Lang Zhang in Wausau are 2 to watch. Harley Davidson says this week it's ending its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. The Human Rights Campaign says the decision shows Harley doesn't care about equality in the workplace. People in Wisconsin have a new way to check on the water quality of lakes and rivers. The Department of Natural Resources launched the Wisconsin Waterway Explorer website this week. Most of the information there is already available, but until now, the DNR said it couldn't be found in one place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth Public Schools held its 3rd annual Unity in Our Community event on Tuesday ahead of the new school year. According to a Northern News Now report, the yearly event aims to celebrate the end of summer and mark the beginning of the new school year for families. Students who attended the event were able to get vaccines, free backpacks and school supplies, and even some clothes donated by community partners. The event also gives families a chance to connect with their children's teachers and school staff before the new year starts. St. Louis County Public Works showed off its new snowplow prototype this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the new snowplow trucks come with a low-glare hood, heated lenses on the headlights, and grip sensors on the tires to measure the condition of the roads. The new snowplow cost about $330,000, and county officials say the upgrades are necessary for faster and more efficient removal of snow in the winter. The county could add more of the snowplows to the fleet in the future. Officials from the City of Duluth and the Minnesota Department of Transportation celebrated the reopening of the Blatnik Bridge on Tuesday. According to a Fox 21 report, after years of construction and delays, vehicles and trucks will no longer be forced to take the single-lane Garfield Avenue or Railroad Street between Duluth and Superior. There is still plenty of work to be done over the next couple of years before major construction for the $1.8 billion replacement of the Blatnik Bridge can begin in the spring of 2026. City of Duluth officials say plans are in the works for a major street project near the University of Minnesota Duluth campus. According to a WDIO report, the city is planning to improve the area of St. Marie Street and Junction Avenue. The project has received $1.5 million in road improvement grant funding from the state. City officials say a prior exploration found that the streets sit on top of poor soils, so the city plans to dig under the streets to remove those soils and build a more resilient road. Duluth residents were unable to hit the water at Park Point Beach over the weekend after water testing showed elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. According to the Minnesota Department of Health, the tests are conducted twice per week from Memorial Day through Labor Day weekend to ensure the water is safe for residents. Officials say the bacteria levels dropped dramatically on Monday and they were able to lift the advisory at the beach. The levels of the E. coli bacteria can be affected by precipitation and temperature. A new skate park in the Gary New Duluth neighborhood is almost ready for its grand opening. According to a Fox 21 report, the nearly $2 million project was years in the making between fundraising and construction and could be officially opened as soon as Labor Day weekend. The skate park will be part of the Gary New Duluth Rec Center and will serve both experienced skaters and kids who are just getting into the activity. Officials with the Gary New Duluth Alliance also hope the skate park will attract visitors from outside the area. Ascentia Health will be hosting a bone marrow drive on Wednesday in downtown Duluth. According to a Fox 21 report, the drive will be held from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the organization's East 2nd Street location. Healthcare workers can use a cheek swab test to determine if a potential donor is a match for people suffering from diseases like leukemia and sickle cell anemia. If they are a match, the organization would call the donor back in for more blood testing before going forward with the bone marrow donation. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has been using an unusual piece of equipment to keep the grass trimmed along Duluth roadways. According to a Northern News Now report, Department of Transportation crews have been using a remote-controlled lawnmower along highways and high hills in the area. They say the unmanned lawnmower is safer since it doesn't need to be manually operated, creates a smaller carbon footprint, and is beneficial to the grass without the extra weight of a person causing damage. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers beat the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis. Right-hander Frankie Montas pitched 7 innings, allowing the Cardinals just one hit. Manager Pat Murphy.
Frankie was great. He attacked the zone. Strike one was big. I don't know what the percentage was, but I bet it was really good. He's turned it up a notch, you know, and it's kind of cool. He gets it. Yeah, it's nice having his experience.
The series continues tonight. The Badgers women's volleyball team kicked off the season last night by beating Bradley 3-0 in an exhibition match. Wisconsin beginning the season ranked 3rd in the nation. NFL, after missing most of training camp with a hip injury, the Packers' second-round pick Edgerrin Cooper is happy to be back at practice.
Best feeling ever. I think that was the longest I've been without playing football, so, and just missing out and stuff like that. So it was mentally tough. Sometimes things happen, but it's about being a pro. You just have to do what you could do.
As rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Ginny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon, American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills, and when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the upper 70s for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, close to 80 for a high. And we're going to keep going with highs climbing back into the upper 80s, maybe even near 90 by Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com.